Welcome to Skim This. If you're just joining us for the first time, every week we cut through the noise and give you the context on the headlines you're hearing about, and break down how the news impacts you. And this week, there's been a lot. First up, we'll tell you about the new COVID-19 strains and whether the available vaccines can stand up against them. Then we'll dive into the frenzy involving GameStop, Redditors, and Wall Street. We've also got the latest on former President Trump's second impeachment trial, President Biden's repeal of the transgender military ban, and the protests heating up in Russia. Oh, and if your work from home routine is dragging you down, we've got some expert advice on how to skim your schedule. All right, let's do it. By now, you've probably heard about some new strains of COVID-19 that kind of sound like spy names or secret codes. You know, B117, B1351, and now P1? You don't need to memorize those names, but you should know that these new strains are causing governments and scientists around the world to pay attention, especially because these strains of the virus seem to be more severe. Oh, and some of them are in the US. Let's rewind for a second. We told you a few weeks ago that it's normal for viruses to mutate. And at the time, we didn't know much about the new strains of COVID-19 from the UK, South Africa, and Brazil. Now that we've got a slightly better understanding of these variants, let's break down what we know and still don't know about these new strains and whether existing COVID vaccines will work against them. To help, we called up a friend of the Skim, Dr. Amber D'Souza. She's a professor of epidemiology at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. She says it's normal that viruses mutate as they spread, and especially when they're spreading among millions of people all around the world. But even though mutating is part of the typical life cycle of a virus, new strains can still be more dangerous.
What is troubling is that some of those variations that are emerging appear to be slightly more transmissible and possibly have slightly higher mortality, but it is still difficult to determine how much more transmissible they are. They are still within the same sphere of the type of infection that we're talking about, but they have these increases that are a little concerning.
Two of the strains that seem concerning, the ones from the UK and South Africa. So far, scientists have confirmed that the strain from the UK is more contagious, and suspect that's the case for the South Africa variant as well. On top of that, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson delivered some more bad news last week.
We've been informed today that in addition to spreading more quickly, it also now appears that there is some evidence that the new variant, the variant that was first identified in London and the southeast, may be associated with a higher degree of mortality.
How deadly? Potentially 40% more. But scientists are saying this is still preliminary data, and they're going to continue to monitor the emerging strains for warning signs. Vaccine makers, including Pfizer and Moderna, have been watching these new strains closely. So far, both companies have said their vaccines, which are already being distributed in the US, should be protective against the new strains. But they may be slightly less effective at doing their jobs.
The good news so far is that the amount of change in the virus is not so different, and the existing vaccines that we have do work against the variants right now. There's a suggestion in what we've looked at so far that the antibody response from the vaccines might be slightly lower to the new variant than it was before.
Thankfully, the two vaccines already in circulation are considered to be super effective already. So a slightly lower antibody response isn't the end of the world.
That antibody response to the vaccine is so strong. It's much stronger than when you have a natural infection with this coronavirus.
Okay, so that's some good news. And just to be sure, drug maker Moderna has announced that they're creating a booster shot to offer extra protection against the South Africa strain. Just to be extra careful. But just because the vaccines appear to be effective against these most recent COVID strains doesn't mean they'll be effective against all future mutations.
It is concerning because viruses continue to change, and as transmission is high, there's opportunities for these viruses to change even more, and it is possible they could change enough that in the future the vaccine wouldn't work against them.
As for whether drug companies will need to continue making boosters to protect against future strains?
It is not usual that all infections need to have a booster shot, but if it ends up that we find an effective vaccine and are not able to achieve herd immunity throughout the world before this virus mutates enough that the efficacy of the current vaccine becomes low, then we really would need a booster. And that's why researchers and industry are looking at proactively working on that question now so that if that arises, we would be able to address it.
But waiting for enough people to get vaccinated isn't the only thing public health officials and global leaders can do to stop the spread of these mutations. Here in the U.S., President Biden is trying to prevent the variants from spreading. He's banning non-U.S. citizens traveling from Brazil, Ireland, the United Kingdom, South Africa, and parts of Europe from entering the country. But Dr. D'Souza told us those travel bans might not work that well, because most of those new strains are already here.
Travel bans do work when infection is localized in certain places and you want to prevent it from spreading elsewhere. Right now, the variants are already here, but in terms of the benefit versus harm, restricting travel, reducing travel right now can still have some benefit.
As for how to protect yourself wherever you are?
Really, protection remains the same. Right now, we need to decrease the transmission of this virus. And the two ways to do that are through getting vaccinated when, you know, you're eligible and able to get vaccinated, and through the preventive measures of social distancing, masking, and hygiene.
So those same things that we've heard about from epidemiologists since pretty early on in the pandemic are still the best ways to protect yourself, even against these new mutations. Before we go, we also wanted to check in on how the vaccine rollout is going now. Since taking office, President Biden has tried to hit fast forward on the number of vaccines being administered around the country and is hoping a more focused federal response will help speed things up. His plan includes setting up federal vaccination sites across the country, reimbursing states for deploying the National Guard to help with vaccines, and making vaccines available sooner in your local pharmacy. And he's also announced the purchase of more vaccines directly from drug makers.
We will both increase the supply in the short term by more than 15% and give our states and local partners more certainty about when the deliveries will arrive.
These things haven't been implemented yet, but it's safe to say as the variants continue to spread within the U.S., all eyes will be on the White House and whether it can react to COVID as the disease evolves. Dr. D'Souza told us, she's hopeful about the rollout process moving forward.
I think there really is a lot of hope. I'm very excited by the press briefings and the concrete information about plans that are coming out of the current administration, giving us clear steps about the plans and coordinating with a nationwide strategy for distribution. And I think that's what we're looking for in the coming weeks, is more and more certainty around how many doses are there now? How many doses will we be getting? Because as you have those numbers and the pipelines become clearer and better understood, states can anticipate and better schedule the expansion of vaccination.
GameStop is not a hot company. It was founded in the 80s to sell early computer games, but has fallen on hard times. We actually downloaded their most recent financial earnings report, and it looks like they named the file Project Title Here, in all caps. The pandemic has really hurt GameStop. A lot of its stores had to close, and a lot of newer video game consoles don't even include CD drives, meaning a store that sells physical video games has an uncertain future. Wait, what? GameStop was the hottest stock on Wall Street this week?
Video game retailer GameStop is set to continue their head-spinning ascent today.
A wild ride on Wall Street.
There's nothing normal about what you're seeing when it comes to this stock right now.
Over the course of a few days this week, GameStop's share price went up more than 500%. Wait, and so did the stock of AMC Cinemas and BlackBerry? Yeah, hit me up on my BlackBerry. Oh, wait. These companies probably aren't the next Amazon. But they're all in the news this week because of something called a short squeeze, which we're going to explain in 60 seconds. When most people buy stocks, they do so in the hope the stock goes up. But some investors take a different approach and hope a company's stock price goes down. How does that work? An investor can borrow shares of a company, sell them ASAP, and then hope to buy them back for way cheaper, pocketing the profit. But the borrowed stocks always have to be returned. So if prices climb instead of falling, investors can lose out big time. Though, given that GameStop and some of these other nostalgic companies have been struggling, maybe it makes sense big investors were shorting them. But when people on the website Reddit heard that, they reportedly weren't having it. So these amateur investors on Reddit bought a bunch of stock. Not shorts, but actual stocks, which drove up the stock price of those companies. Bad news for the traditional investors, like some pretty major hedge funds, who lost a lot of money and actually had to buy shares to cover their losses, sending stock prices even higher. This story has some people cheering, that when everyday investors band together, they can influence a market usually dominated by the wealthy. But today, some investment companies blocked small investors from buying GameStop, even as hedge funds were allowed to keep investing. So maybe Wall Street insiders still set the rules after all. How'd we do? Want us to skim a burning question from the news on an upcoming episode? Send us an idea to audio@theskim.com. On Monday, the House sent a very important package to the Senate, an article of impeachment for former President Donald Trump. A little over